all these top executives. And I'm saying, look over there. Look, don't watch it. No, don't. You don't want to watch it. I'm saying, don't. Isn't the grass beautiful? Look. Look, don't watch.
Almost $8 million in anti-Trump advertising ran in Florida, which Trump said just boosted his numbers. I'm Jason Wirt.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is predicting riots if he doesn't win the Republican presidential nomination. The GOP frontrunner told CNN's New Day that if he goes into the Republican convention this summer with almost enough delegates to win but doesn't, bad things would happen. As it stands now, Trump might not have the clear majority needed to secure the nomination outright. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Florida's governor is calling on Republicans to come together and support Donald Trump. The endorsement from Governor Rick Scott comes after Florida primary voters overwhelmingly backed the Trump campaign. Scott says it's clear that voters want a businessman outsider who will shake up the status quo in Washington. In a Facebook post, Scott says it's time to end what he called Republican-on-Republican violence and get serious about winning in November. A major city is suspending all subway service for an entire day to conduct safety inspections. More on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
Washington, D.C. shutting down its entire Metro rail system for at least 29 hours. Metro making the dramatic decision on Tuesday afternoon after an electric cable caught fire the previous morning. The safety check will be aimed at avoiding a repeat of last year's deadly smoke incident at L'Enfant Plaza Station in the district. D.C. officials are scrambling to increase bus service and provide alternative transportation during the shutdown. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump's campaign is making good on a threat to ban a reporter who wrote a story the campaign did not like. Political reporter Ben Schrickinger was kept out of the Republican frontrunner's press conference in Florida last night after he won at least three presidential primaries. Trump officials threatened last week to keep political reporters out of Trump's campaign events. Trump's people are upset over Politico's reporting on claims that Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski grabbed a reporter's arm and pulled her away when she tried to ask the real estate mogul a question. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's already about 3:04 in the afternoon on the 16th of March. I hope you're having a great day. It's so nice out today. If you happen to be in the Hunterdon County, New Jersey area, I'm going to give a detailed forecast real quick if you happen to be in the area listening. This afternoon, scattered showers, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 64. Tonight, scattered showers again, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 46. Chance of showers on Thursday, then chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 64, so it's going to be decent temperatures. On Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of showers again, mostly cloudy with a low about 38. Friday, chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 53. Partly cloudy on Friday night with a low about 28, and then sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 47 and a low on Saturday night of about 30. So we're moving out of that, and we're getting into spring. And Sunday, it's supposed to be a chance of rain, partly sunny with a high about 47 again. So we're going to go to our break real quick. We'll be right back on Talented People. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks for listening in. And we have guest today, Bill Taylor, who is with Corporate Ladders, and we're going to speak a lot about that and some of their award and achievements very shortly. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This afternoon, we have some talented individuals in the studio today. We actually have Bill Taylor. He's the president of the company Corporate Ladders in New Jersey, and we're going to find out a little bit about their company right now. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Good afternoon, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm great. Let's start off with you a little bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Corporate Ladders?
Well, Corporate Ladders is a consulting and training company. And we focus our efforts on helping companies grow their revenues. Very often we find that companies have challenges of all sizes, particularly in the area of growing their top-line revenues.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to work with our clients in that area to see how we can help them to become a more successful business.
And how long have you been doing this?
Well, we've just completed our 25th year.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations.
Thank you. And we've been growing, since that time from a very small, just one-person operation now and taking the business to the next level.
That's so great. I mean, really, that is a long time and just it's noteworthy. So when we hear about the term climbing the corporate ladder, how did you arrive at using that as the name for your company?
Well, it's interesting. Usually you hear the term climbing the corporate ladder when it comes to someone is in executive capacity in working for a company.
Mm-hmm.
But we also think that climbing the corporate ladder is helping a company grow. So we use that term pretty much to say when you climb the corporate ladder, you can help a company achieve. So getting from the starting point as a business, or if someone is already halfway through their business life cycle, looking to get to that next level, our tagline is helping you get to the top. So we'll put the ladder down, show you what steps to take, and move your way up to be a successful business.
Can you give us an example? Because I know a lot of our listeners out there are, businesses that would love to be able to actually advance farther as what you all do for a living. Give us an example about what you would be able to do, or one of your favorite stories about a client where you were able to have them grow the corporate ladder as you speak.
Good. Well, what's very interesting about business is that very often a company starts off particularly on the small end, when someone has a particular expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say someone is, and we'll use some of our types of clients. So let's say someone's a very good attorney.
Okay.
And they like practicing law.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite adept at practicing law. The challenge, of course, then, is you may be the very best lawyer, but you've got to find someone for whom you can represent.
Right.
So business development then kicks in as the challenge. How do I find those clients? Many, many businesses have a challenge after their first within their first 5 years to sustain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Their first couple of years in business is a great deal of excitement. Maybe they've got some funds that they've invested in the business, and they're going through a learning cycle,
mm-hmm.
getting going.
Interesting.
But what happens, of course, is that quickly they begin to run out of people they know. Friends and family.
Yeah.
And now you've got to find clients who maybe you didn't know before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the challenge comes in. So the challenge is finding those clients to build a business that can sustain you over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And that's where where we come in.
Do you usually come in on the front end and help them through those 5 years, or do they usually come and call upon you when they're at that point where they're just like, how do we grow from here?
Well, that's a good question. For our business, it's interesting. We've been fortunate to have worked in each capacity. So one of the capacities, for example, would be a client we had called Parish Pay.
Okay.
Parish Pay was a company that was founded with the intent of helping to automate church collections.
Oh, I think that's really interesting. Okay, tell us. I'm really interested in this. So,
and what they said was that, you know, very often churchgoers don't always have money in their pocket.
Right. Who carries cash anymore? Right.
Exactly. And because of that, the challenge is keeping the church running along at a smooth cash flow.
Right.
So someone may come in this week and have a couple of dollars in their pocket to put in the collection plate, or maybe they just don't have that this week. Or maybe they've gone away on vacation. Or maybe the weather is inclement and they couldn't come in.
Right.
So for whatever reason,
very legitimate.
There's a variation in that collection each week. So what they wanted to do was see if they could come up with a business model that would help that. And by automating that, by getting people to pay either with credit cards or paying through maybe some direct debit from their banks, that they thought that would be good. So they had a funding from a source, but that source was not sure that they wanted to just give that to this company without someone who had some experience from a business perspective. So great idea, but needed some management capability. So our role then was to come in and sort of, if you will, become the grown-up.
Wow.
And helping them through that. And I'll use the term shepherding maybe
in
this case, so that they could grow their business but not spend too much money, not do too many things that didn't help them, and they could protect that investment over time. So that's where we get involved early on.
Yeah.
As one case.
Are you still working that project, and how did it work out?
Actually, it worked out quite well.
A lot of press, I remember, you know, just a couple of years ago, right?
A few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was all over.
Yeah, they did very well. Mm-hmm. And actually, they were acquired by another company.
Wow.
So that's a good
great.
Exit.
Yeah, that's the goal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In some ways. Mm-hmm.
So, and the other part of it is sometimes a company is doing well, but they can't seem to get past a certain plateau.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've grown their business 15, 20, 100%, you know, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
That was as much as they could do.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know how to go further. Very often a founder of the company has taken it that far, but maybe they don't have the experience to go further. I'll give you a good business example. Today,
okay.
If you think of Alphabet or Google as we know it,
mm-hmm.
The founders of that company don't really operate the company anymore. They brought in professional management. They took it as far as they could go, but they had the foresight to bring in someone else who could help them take the business to the next level. So that's how we can help. Sometimes bringing us in just to help navigate a path to success, move someone past that plateau, maybe throw that ladder to them.
That's so great.
So they could climb up from there.
Okay, perfect time for a break right now. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and you're listening to a conversation with the president and founder of Corporate Ladders. And we're going to give you some information on where you can get in touch. You can look them up on the internet and find their website easily, or follow them on Twitter at Corporate Ladders, Bill Taylor. We're going to go to a quick break here, and we'll be right back learning more about how you can grow your business with a little help from a great company right here in New Jersey.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's about, 3:15 already. Can't believe it's 3:15 in the afternoon on the 16th of March. Our conversation here today on Talented People is with the president and founder of the company Corporate Ladders. They're a national company. They happen to be located in New Jersey, but you can look them up on the website, find them easily. And we're talking about their specialty, pretty much guiding and letting companies get a little farther in their overall vision, as he's the president, Bill Taylor, was just explaining. Bill, again, let's start with you. How did you get started in this business?
Well, it's interesting. You know, everyone has that moment in time where they say, is this really what I want to do? Or, you know, maybe I want to do something differently. And, you know, my background was coming up in the technology world.
Really?
Having worked at IBM and also with AT&T. And also spent some time early on in the wireless business when it was just in its nascent stage where things are beginning to grow. But what I found very often was that many of the clients that we worked with in those large companies were small companies themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them didn't quite have what they needed to grow. They didn't have the experience. They didn't have access to some of the training. They didn't have access to some of the professional support that you could get in a big company.
Mm-hmm.
So an opportunity to provide that to some of the smaller companies was attractive to me. At the same time, I had built up a very good network of professionals, having been in the technology world for a long time.
What was your position in those companies?
At IBM, I was a general manager.
Okay.
Had a very large organization working at IBM headquarters.
Wow.
Had about 1,600 employees working for me. So it was a pretty challenging
day. Quite impressive.
Every day.
And you deal with, I'm sure, like you said, the small businesses, and then you have all that experience.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different things going on. And, you know, one of the things that I was able to do is I collected a great number of people in my network during the years. And the technology industry in those days, which we're talking about probably the late 70s, 1980s, early 90s, was very, very active. There was a lot going on in technology in those days. So I was going to, you know, take the opportunity then to use what I had learned, take this great network that I had built, and try to use that for benefit of other people. And ostensibly thinking initially that I would just do some recruiting and consulting, helping some of the other technology companies to find the right players to help them to grow their business.
Mm-hmm.
But things changed.
What happened? Consolidation?
Well, yeah, consolidation, I think.
I'm trying to think. I'm thinking back at those times, and I'm thinking about like MCI and all this kinds of stuff going on, and introduction, and you know, consumers are being introduced to totally different things, and the phone bill was always $600, and one person had it, and then he had options, right? So I could see it must have been a lot of opportunity, and then what happened? Like, what was going on
then?
Well,
that's great. You're right. There were a lot of opportunities. And one of the interesting stories that I like to tell is, when was the last time recently that someone said, I'm going to make a long-distance call. I wonder how much that's going to be.
I know.
I
can just imagine. I would love to have been in your shoes at that time, you know, that like Vonage and stuff, and they went out there and it wasn't really working, and then they start over. But, yeah.
Yeah, today everything is
nobody
sort of
even
packaged
thinks of
in
it.
There together, and no
right.
one thinks about it any longer. And it's sort of included in there.
Right.
And even AT&T today, which, you know, here in New Jersey was a household name.
Right.
You knew someone or you work there maybe yourself.
Right.
But today, AT&T is no longer that AT&T that we once knew. It's part of Southwestern Bell, and they're headquartered down in Texas. So,
absolutely,
you know,
incredible.
It's a very different world today that we've seen. So so the industry was changing. There was a lot of consolidation. There was a lot of cost cutting. And if you think about the timing on that, we're saying probably late 90s. We didn't see much in the way of internet because internet hadn't really begun.
Right, till 96-ish.
Right. So with that consolidation and compression, a lot of companies experienced some significant layoffs, changes to that industry, some consolidation, and I guess a refocusing would be the way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the internet was just beginning to develop. And off we were going with that. So, you know, I saw an opportunity there to help clients in those areas and jumped into the internet.
That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, my God. What a lucky, you know, what a nice place to be with the experience you had at a time that was challenging if you weren't that visionary as you are. So interested. Go ahead. Continue, please.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, very often throughout lives we are presented with situations, you know, there's that crossroad. Do I go left? Do I go right? What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And very often, you know, we can just stay where we are and things will turn out to be quite well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see an opportunity, it's difficult. But if you make that attempt and you've studied it, and that's where you have an opportunity to succeed, where things really begin to develop for you. So I think we were quite fortunate in those days to have that happen. You know, we did spend some time in the internet space helping some internet companies, some names that you might have heard, like AOL and Prodigy. And
really?
Early on.
Wow. That's always so fun to find out, like, behind the scenes who got these people to where they're at, helping out. Know that they have, you know, they're great teams, but they need to rely on some people who have experience like you all do.
Yeah.
So just curious, I know that you're not like an attorney yourself or a CPA, but yet that is, there's growing practices there that you get into those services for, like, you know, can you just talk a little bit about that? Because what you're saying really does almost apply to almost any company I can think of. You know what I mean? Everybody gets to that point. And I also want to ask you, do you help people who get to that T go left or right? Do you help them make those choices? And can you give an example of some company, if they're in the legal or whatever your specialty is, as to what you guided them to do and what, how it worked out?
Well, good questions. I think let me try to address the first one. You know, certainly I'm not an attorney or an accountant, but what happened to us is quite interesting. Here's that fork in the road that you were talking about.
Okay.
Back around 2007, one of our technology clients called us. And I like to tell this story because it's quite interesting.
Okay.
But we had been helping an internet security company.
Okay.
You know, and today everyone's concerned about internet security.
Cyber security.
You know, passwords, theft, all the things that are going on in that space. And this company was doing quite well. And we were helping them with, of course, business development. How do they grow their business and what should they do? And one day we received a call from one of the owners of the company. He said, I need your help today. I said, well, what do you need? He said, could you call my mom? I said, wow, how do you get that from the call from the founder of a company calling my mom? But he said, no, my mom works in a law firm, and they need some help with business development. You know, attorneys, you would think, well, they've got plenty of business, but they need help. Will you go and meet with them? We said, well, sure, but, you know, we do spend most of our time with technology companies. That's really where we focus our business. And he said, well, that's what they want. They want someone who doesn't come from the legal field. So we went off and met with that firm, a New Jersey firm, and had a good meeting with his mom and the managing partner and talked about their challenges. And what was very interesting was the challenges that they had were very similar to other businesses that we had worked with in the technology world. Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the solution that we thought about was very comparable to the types of solutions that we were providing to the technology clients too. So the problems were the same. And the solutions were the same.
Can you give an example, like, of a problem that they both have?
Yeah, they couldn't figure out how to find clients.
Yeah, is it marketing? Like, you know, is that
what? Well, it wasn't necessarily marketing because they were very good at marketing.
Okay.
So we would know their brand.
Mm-hmm.
You would see their logo. You'd see them involved in the local community, in the golf outing journals, and all the things that, you know, folks do to get recognition for the name.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew how to close an engagement.
Mm-hmm.
When they were able to get a client to say, well, this is what you need. Are you willing to do that? And the client said, yeah, give me some help. And they were willing to sign for that.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that goes on between that, Jeannie, between the time we recognize the name and get that engagement signed, is the business development piece. And that's the challenge that most companies have.
I'm like on the edge of my seat here, dying to hear how
do
you help.
Do that?
Yes.
What do we do?
Right.
How do we build value? Because very much today we hear a lot about building value.
Right.
You know, why should someone pay X dollars for your service when they can get another service for the same price?
True.
Well, when that happens, it's typically because we haven't built enough value.
Okay.
And they say, well, I have a business that, you know, how do I show value? I have a commodity service. And I say, well, let me give you a great example.
Okay.
If you go to any store today, let's say a food store, for example, whether it's ShopRite or Wegmans, wherever that may be, and mm-hmm. you step in.
Right here in
and
our
And you
town.
Walk right down an aisle for the drinks and mm-hmm. beverages, mm-hmm. and you see the water aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's water there that's Poland Springs, there's the store brand, there's Arcadia. And then all of a sudden, we see Fuji water. Mm-hmm. We see Perrier. Right. We see lots of different, and they're all priced differently.
Right.
But it's all what? It's all water.
Yes.
So what's the difference?
Right.
How did we build value with something like water?
How
which
did
is
they?
One of our,
really, it's true.
It's
I want to
commodity.
Know.
If there is a commodity that we deal with every mm-hmm. day, it's water. Mm-hmm. We all
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
So how have they done that? Well, they've done that through good marketing, but they've done it through building value.
Mm-hmm.
So any business can differentiate itself by building value, even water.
How? Like how? I get it because I'm
well,
thinking of
what
Perrier.
What is it that makes someone interested in maybe a Perrier water or a Fuji water
yeah,
versus the store brand, for example?
Yeah.
Well, the
they
store brand
on
is basically
mineral.
Selling them. Yeah, they're selling theirs on price.
Yeah, they you know? Sell price.
But something who someone who
recyclable
believes
recyclable at some time, but now that's reversing back. It's kind of interesting to watch, but it is true.
Yeah.
You can imagine, I can think of at least 10 brands. And even when you go into 7-Eleven, you walk up to get a bottle of water mm-hmm. or some mineral or some orange juice. There's got 18,000 different orange drinks.
Yeah.
All competing, yeah.
And everything has a different value.
That's
and you can assign that value by the way you position the product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really long story, and we could have a 3 or 4
hour. I'm going to have to have you back or have you call in and talk
that.
About this.
Yeah.
I know everybody out there is probably very, very interested in this. So
yeah.
What you do at Corporate Ladders, Bill Taylor, who I'm speaking with, you can look him up and follow him on Twitter, Corporate Ladders, Corporate Ladder, at Corporate Ladder, and CorporateLadders.com. You help a company get to the next level, and it's not with just the basic marketing and so on. It's actually giving them some support and services to build value.
That's right.
Yeah.
So anyone could do a discount of a price and try to sell more product.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, if we think about what happened with what we mentioned a few minutes ago about AT&T,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was once costing 30 cents a minute that went to 12 cents a minute that went to 3 cents a minute to went to I'm not in business any longer.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Yes,
so,
and I know there's millennials out there that don't even know that there was a price. Millennials out there just don't even know anything about the history of that, which I love so much. Yeah, so go ahead and tell us about what you are most rewarded on with your clients when you give them a service, what makes you just happy to walk away saying this is what I did for them?
Well, part of what we like to do with our clients is we offer coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coaching is very important today. Mm-hmm. More and more people are in tune to coaching, and I want to expand on that for a moment, thinking about why coaching is important. Well, let's think for a minute about a professional athlete. And I'm going to call on Tiger Woods here for a moment, right?
Okay.
Tiger Woods is a great golfer. Now, he's had some injuries and hasn't been playing as well as he once had. But but did you know that Tiger Woods has a golf coach, someone who helps him with his swing, with his stance, with the way he addresses the ball, all those things? Now, this arguably one of the best golfers of our time.
Of course.
And he has a golf coach.
You would think that he was the coach to everybody else. So you
right.
say, I'm
you
looking
think,
at it
right?
going, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So here's a golf coach.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs a golf coach, recognizes that he needs a golf coach, and is more than willing to make an investment in himself
mm-hmm.
as a golf coach.
Mm-hmm.
How many parents today have their children in dance classes or extracurricular sports of some type? And then further, take them to coaches for additional help, gymnastics coaches, basketball coaches, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Each of them recognizes the value of having that one-to-one time with their child.
Right.
Okay, so we're seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing it in sports. We're seeing it parents doing that. But we're not seeing as much of that yet in business, although we're seeing more of it.
Or now, even what you were saying, I was expecting you to say that, you know, parents, even like myself, have so many things that we put into our children and their coaching, but I don't have a coach.
Exactly.
You know?
That's the point I was going, exactly yeah, I think, just going to make.
Yeah. And
yes.
then, like you say, in business, yeah. And
who helps you?
No.
Who,
right, well, right. and I don't think people think of it half
yeah.
the time. You
so
know?
Why not make that investment if you're mm-hmm. someone who's building their business and you're
mm-hmm.
making investments in employees? Maybe you're making investments in machinery. Or computers. Why not make an investment in someone who can help you sort of think through some of the challenges that you have never experienced before,
mm-hmm.
and tap into that wealth of knowledge that's available to you just by making a quick call and saying, hey, I need to tap into my coach and talk about this. I'm going to make a very important decision. We talked about that fork in the road where
right.
we've got to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I think I should do. I've evaluated it, but I've got another option. Mm-hmm. I need a sounding board, someone that I can speak with who can help me work through that. And that's what a coach is good for. A coach doesn't make the decision for you, mm-hmm. just like the golf coach doesn't swing for Tiger. But
right.
but he does help you to sort of identify where your challenges are and help you through it.
That is just unbelievable and so important for everybody out there to listen to, because I do think you made the point very clear when you talked about the way parents do. And also, so my question before we go to our break real quick is there a certain level of management that you do for coaching one-on-one, or do you also work with like a team of individuals at a certain law firm or CPA firm in particular, even though your services are offered, you know, otherwise? Can you just explain that real quick about?
Yes, of course. One of the things that we pride ourselves on as a company mm-hmm. Is that we like to work with a client the way they need to be worked with.
Mm-hmm.
So some companies might say, well, the way we do it is you pay us and we provide X service.
Mm-hmm.
And the client says, well, I actually don't need that. I need something else. And they say, well, we're not a good match for you. Another might say, well, what do you want me to do? And the client would say, well, do this. And we say, well, that's not something we can help you with. So, for example, you may have seen the commercials. They've been running sometimes after football games or something on a Sunday. And they start the commercial that says, you know, well, that's our study, and here's what you need to do to build your business. And the clients all look around at each other and say, okay, we want to do it. And they say, well, we don't actually do it. We just tell you what needs to be
right.
done. So where we are different mm-hmm. is that we'll do either the work for you if you'd like us to.
Interesting.
We'll coach you through the work that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to take it on, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we'll should share that responsibility. We'll do some and you'll do some. And mm-hmm. I think that's what makes the difference for our business.
Right.
We're willing to help you as you need to be helped. When you're ready to go, we're happy to let you off and run and build your business and mm-hmm. have a happy life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what sets us apart.
And it certainly does. I'm speaking right now. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thanks so much for listening in. It's already 3:31 on the 16th of March. And we're having a conversation with Bill Taylor. He's the president of Corporate Ladders. And I just want to invite you to visit the website or follow him on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. We're going to go to the news and weather. We'll be right back if you're interested in listening to more. We appreciate it. Stay with us. Bye.
USA Radio News with Melanie Burkett.
The Federal Reserve is leaving its key interest rate unchanged. Policymakers wrapped up a two-day meeting in Washington, D.C. by leaving the door open for another rate hike later in the year. The Fed last raised its benchmark rate from near zero to a range of 0.25% to 0.5% in December. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says North Korea is holding a University of Virginia student.
The North Korean court convicted Otto Warmbier of hostile acts against the DPRK. Mr. Warmbier was reportedly sentenced to 15 years of hard labor.
Earnest is calling on North Korea to release the American student.
The allegations for which this individual was arrested and imprisoned would not give rise to arrest or imprisonment in the United States or in just about any other country in the world.
Earnest suggested the sentence is a sham. Warmbier said at a press conference last month that he committed the crime of taking down a political slogan poster from an international hotel. This is USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
I've done at least three stories here about the White House, one on the development of the Oval Office, the one about its complete rehab in the Truman administration, and then there was the White House Christmas tree story. But the Executive Mansion has such a long and rich history, you just can't get enough of it. This is the story of its very beginning and the early days of actually building it at the end of the 18th century. After you read enough about selecting the site, the architects and their designs, and the men who toiled to build the original structure, you come away knowing one thing for certain. Call it the Executive Mansion, call it the White House, call it 1600 Pennsylvania or whatever you please. But study its early days and you will know, without a doubt, that this is George Washington's house. Join us again next time for the beginning. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's already 3:25 on Wednesday, March 16th. Thanks for listening in. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm having a conversation with the founder and president of Corporate Ladders. His name's Bill Taylor. They're located in New Jersey, although they serve nationally. Bill, one thing I do want to talk about is you guys were recognized recently by the New Jersey Law Journal with a Bronze Award. And that is a tremendous accomplishment in your area of expertise. So can you tell us a little bit about the award and what it meant to you all? And then we also want to go back to how you even got into the legal field and talk a little bit about that for those out there listening.
You know, it's funny, Jeannie. It really comes down to focus. Mm-hmm. So let's go back for a moment as you will. We were talking a bit about our first legal client, and we had met with his mom and talked about what their needs were. And what we found from there was that there was a good match between the types of things that they needed and what we had been providing to our technology clients. Mm-hmm. And with that, we decided that, well, let's try something. So we had a very willing client who was willing to step outside the box. You've heard people talk about that these days. And take a shot with us to see if we could help them. And we both entered into it with our eyes open, saying that this is a good trial. If it works for you as a client, this could be a terrific, maybe a value add, something that makes a competitive difference for you in the legal market.
Mm-hmm.
If it works for us, then we believe there might be an additional market for our business. So we both went in there sort of in a partnering role, seeing how we could help each other out along the way.
Interesting.
And it was successful. It was very successful. And as a matter of fact, we started with a pilot program, which we do very often with clients. Let's try it, see if it works for your firm, see if your business is adaptable, and if your business is one that is able to accept the types of coaching challenges that we offer along the way. Because sometimes we do challenge our clients to do things differently.
That's
and,
good, I think.
And they're not always able to do that.
To it. Yeah.
So we did that. It was a very successful pilot. And they came back to us very shortly after the pilot. And they said, please come in and train our entire firm. And when they said that, we said, wow, we think that maybe we found something here that makes a great deal of sense.
Mm-hmm.
They had very good success with the program, and some of their partners really began to develop business at a much greater rate, in fact, doubling and tripling what they had done before.
Wow.
So I think what that said to us is this is a real opportunity, a real potential business for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, as we mentioned earlier, that fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it. Let's see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And we began to spend some time focusing on the legal community to see what we could learn. And met with a number of people that we knew who were attorneys,
mm-hmm.
through our network,
mm-hmm.
whom we had never spoken with specifically about business. Only knew that they were attorneys, but didn't get into a real in-depth conversation with the challenges that they faced.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that the challenge that this firm had, this first client had, was a universal challenge that really happened with almost every law firm.
Really?
And the more law firms we called on, the more they said, yes, that's a challenge for us. And
mm-hmm.
we'd really look at some help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, in any new business, some things have to mature.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't quite the sense of urgency, and maybe timing wasn't quite right for a number of firms just yet. We had introduced a brand new concept, something this was the first time they had heard. And they weren't quite ready, perhaps, to take that step in.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, and you know, having that focus, which we did, we focused on the market, and over time, we began to make good inroads in there. And today we've coached hundreds of attorneys in this area. And from that, the New Jersey Law Journal does an annual sort of a poll of their readers to determine who they believe are the best in each category. And there are a number of categories. One of the categories is coach in business development.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time that we were put on the ballot.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we were quite excited to find mm-hmm. out that we got a bronze award.
Mm-hmm.
And the two coaching companies that finished ahead of us were both national firms.
That's just extraordinary.
Yeah. So we're very excited about that. Mm-hmm. And I think what it does is it comes back to say, if you focus on something and you give your clients what they need,
mm-hmm.
you're willing to step in and all in for your clients to help them. They recognize that and they come back and they thank you in some way. And for us, it's a great honor. It just supports what we've said all along, and that is that if you really work hard for your clients, they will recognize it and they will reward you for it.
Well, and they did. Let me ask you about that just because it's so interesting. When you're talking about the coaching services that you have in the legal community, and I know also in the CPA and accounting area as well, right? Do those companies that you work with usually have a kind of business development, manager, and do they have a plan? Because I'm thinking of a typical attorney's office. I mean, you know, the larger law firms certainly have a lot of things covered and still need coaching, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
Are they just kind of, you know, they're doing their thing. They know how to represent the law. They know how to read the law, arbitrate, as you say, everything. And yet they're not business developing as much. So can you get a little bit of an explanation? For those out there listening who might want to call on your services.
Many, many attorneys spend a great deal of their time working with clients
mm-hmm.
and delivering their services.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not unusual for those that are in professional services. And that could be a CPA.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a consultant of some type. It could be an engineer. Could be an architect.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a commercial banker.
Right.
All are professional service
providers.
Doing
what they know.
And they spend their time doing what they know,
mm-hmm.
exactly, as
mm-hmm.
you say.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't spend enough time doing is finding new clients.
Mm-hmm.
And many times they don't find new clients because they're not looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes clients are very, very obvious. They're right in front of them, but they don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we try to do is we try to point out to them some of the obvious things.
That's incredible.
We like to
what a service.
Them, yeah, we like to give them tools, too.
Right.
You know, it's easy to tell someone to go and do something, mm-hmm. and they do it, and they can come back and tell you whether it worked or it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to give them a couple of tools and say, go out and try all these tools. Try them the way you want to try them. Come
mm-hmm.
back and tell me how you did.
Mm-hmm.
Very different.
Mm-hmm.
You get a different result, I think, when
mm-hmm.
you give someone the tools as opposed to telling them what to do.
Can you share an example of something that someone might just absolutely not think of that would be so easy for them to be able to implement and actually make a difference?
Well, I'm going to draw a different way of looking at it for you. One of the examples we use in our program is if I were to say to you, Jeannie, when was the last time you saw a yellow car?
Mm-hmm.
And today, what do we see on the road?
Mm-hmm.
We typically see white cars, black cars, gray cars. You know, all of those are the most common colors, various shades of blacks and whites and grays.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see too many yellow cars
mm-hmm.
until I've just told you.
Mm-hmm. Now
and
I'm
now,
on the lookout for
today,
yellow.
Tonight, tomorrow, this week, you'll be seeing yellow cars and you'll be saying, wow, there's a lot of yellow cars out here.
That's interesting.
And they've always been there.
Mm-hmm.
But the
mm-hmm.
difference is all I did was draw it to your attention.
Right.
So when we talk with our clients, we say to our clients, hey, look for the yellow cars. You know, and identify what the yellow cars might be for them. And they'll say, wow,
and
there are a lot of yellow cars out here.
I can say to you, I know my listeners out there for 3 or 4 years now have seen us that Talented People have so many entrepreneurial authors come on and through because that's what our firm typically represents, our authors. And it is true. There's always a common denominator. They always have. It's kind of funny to see what you're saying because I can picture as when you're analyzing their business, especially as long as you have, there's similarities I'm sure that you could put into place that they don't even see. And it's the same way with us at our business. When they come to us, we see the same things. And it's interesting because when we bring back our solutions, many times it's like, really? And they didn't even think of it, just like as you just said. And I can just imagine how valuable that is, especially, you know, to the law firms and so on that are focusing, again, on what they do best.
Yes, and that's it. It's just helping you and your business find those yellow cars. What might they be?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you identify
mm-hmm.
them?
So I do think also that if you're out there listening, you know, it is true that when you're in your trade, you think like you do in your trade. And sometimes when you're not in your trade, it's the most, I want to say, out of the box and really invaluable because that's where value comes from is not being so in the box, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that coaching that we talked about
mm-hmm.
earlier
mm-hmm.
could be provided to an executive, someone who is trying to determine, you know, what's the future of their business and where might they go.
Mm-hmm.
It might be provided to someone who is running a small business or trying to determine how they grow their small business.
Mm-hmm.
And they need someone to help them, to coach them,
mm-hmm.
or give them some skill sets or tips that they don't know. It could be a young professional who's just entered into the world of business. And we see a lot of challenges today with millennials.
Yes.
Where they're entering into the workforce and they're not quite sure how things get done.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. They've graduated college. Maybe this is their first job or first step in. They need some coaching, someone mm-hmm. to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And they take the coaching very well because very often throughout their life they've been coached.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents and others
right.
that have coached them. So we can help them as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is being able to make that investment in yourself, as you mentioned earlier.
If you don't invest in yourself, don't expect anyone else to.
Who will invest in you
if
you won't invest in yourself?
It's the truth.
And
mm-hmm.
if you invested in yourself for your education, you've got student loans, you're willing to pay mm-hmm. for your education, then why not help you in your career?
Right.
You know, and get a career coach. So any of those are good candidates for us. The most important aspect, though, is the willingness, the focus and the willingness.
Mm-hmm.
If you're focused on wanting to grow
mm-hmm.
and improve your career, you're focused on where you're going and the type of help that you need, then that's when you're bringing in a good coach to help you.
And do you also speak to teams? Do you work with teams? And I know certainly individuals and so on, leaders and those representing their own firms, but do you ever work with the whole teams?
Yes. One of our colleagues specializes in helping to get teams, what we call team alignment,
okay,
so that everyone is working together
mm-hmm.
And is able to get things done. Think of it as everyone getting into a rowboat. And if you've got two people on one side pulling on the oar and no one's doing anything on the other side, the robot's going to be going in circles.
Sounds like my household. We're going to go to our break right now. Bill Taylor here, the president of Corporate Ladders. You can look him up, follow him on Twitter, see us on Facebook, and stay with us. We'll be right back for the last 15 minutes of the show, Talented People here.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back. This is Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Radio, streaming live from the studio here in New Jersey, across the nation. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and my guest in studio today is the president and founder of Corporate Ladders, been recognized by the New Jersey Law Journal for outstanding and bronze level for their coaching services, and especially in that legal field, and also they do a tremendous amount of work in the accounting field. Bill, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your family connection with the company as well. You know, your son, Bill Jr., has joined your company. What's it like for you to work with your family and have your son being on board with you?
Well, you know, we mentioned earlier about starting a business, 20 plus years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it never really crossed my mind that at some point the business would be of interest to my son.
Mm-hmm.
But he came to me about 5 years ago and said, you know, Dad, I'd be interested in maybe joining you in the business. And this is after having graduated school and spending,
mm-hmm.
10 years on Wall Street and doing, some other things of his own. And I think that's very important for those whose son want to join them or daughter wants to join their business
mm-hmm.
right away. Although there's this great attraction to wanting to have your son or daughter or someone join you, they would only get one perspective. And I think the perspective might be quite myopic. It would only be yours. But mm-hmm. by going out and spending some time in the business world, mm-hmm. Meeting other people, learning how things go in other businesses, the value then they bring to you is they bring you other perspectives.
Right.
And then you're able to share what you know with them and help them. So, after a little bit of time when we spoke about it, was it the right time? Was he ready to do that? We agreed it was. And Bill joined me 4 years ago. And, here we were again with that opportunity, with that fork in the road. Mm-hmm. what shall we do? So
right.
At first we said, well, let's work with the law firms and help you do some more law firms. And one day we said, well, you know what? Is that the best use? Maybe we should do something different. So we talked about it and said, how about you begin to focus on the accounting market, CPAs?
Mm-hmm.
And Bill said to me, well, I don't know much about that space. That's a new space to me. I come from Wall Street. I know financial services, but don't really know accounting. And I said to him, well, that's okay. I didn't know much about legal either.
Right.
So,
you kind of, someone said, call my mom, and then you got into the legal field. Yeah.
And as I said earlier, it's all about focus.
Right.
And as I focused on legal, he focused and has been focusing for the past several years on accounting. And today, he'll do an accounting call with an accounting client and speak to a managing director of an accounting firm and do a job much better than I would, because he knows their market, he knows their space, and he can speak with them in their language about the things that are important to them. So, for me, it's quite rewarding to have that opportunity to show him what I've learned. Many parents never get the opportunity to pass on their knowledge.
Right.
And I've got 30-something years that I can pass on and say, these are the things that I know, this is what I've learned, these are the mistakes that I've made. Hopefully you won't make those mistakes and why. Sometimes I let them do some things which I know are not going to pan out, but I think those are the lessons that are better learned by making those mistakes, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when we first started out, we had to find our balance, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a little while. But again, stay focused on what we're trying to accomplish, and I think we've done a good job.
Do you talk business on the weekends and stuff, or do you have little kind of rules to keep it just business to business and then family?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. We seldom talk about business when we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, if something pops up or, where something needs to be discussed, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
But generally with family, we don't engage in and it's not that we had that conversation. It just naturally
– Right.
It naturally happens
mm-hmm.
that way.
I think it's interesting.
And we try to keep business separate from the family.
But I do think it's really cool, really, really great that you're able, all those years of experience that you can share and have with your son, and then your son can bring you so many ideas outside of what you're used to, which is just perfect balance. And it's nice to know that, there's like a succession plan also kind of in place there, and legacy.
I'm very proud of what he's accomplished already, and I'm really looking forward to his future and the things that he'll be able to do well after I'm off to retirement.
Love it. I love it. So just tell us, what for you, and even if you can think of for your son, what are your – what do you think of as one of your best accomplishments?
Well, I think, personally, one of my best accomplishments has been – on a personal basis, to have a very long-standing marriage, almost 40 years. So,
congratulations!
So thank you.
That's
and I think
so
you
nice.
Need that. You need to have that family basis to mm-hmm. have that. I've got four great kids. I've got grandchildren. You need that. That's my touchstone. That's where everything comes from.
Wow.
And then, if you've got a good home base, you can work from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really where you fuel your energy and you can be who you are there. And from a business perspective, I think I've been very fortunate to have a lot of different opportunities come my way,
mm-hmm.
And some that have worked out, some that haven't worked out. But have had a lot of opportunities. One of the things I've enjoyed immensely was getting involved very early on in the internet space, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, I was the recognized world expert in online voting.
Really?
Yeah.
And
had the opportunity to speak all over the world about online voting and its virtues. And, you know, today we're not doing a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just one of those internet ideas that just didn't take
right.
In the public sector. But
right.
It has worked fairly well. We do a lot of voting today in other areas of, you know, people are always voting for something on the internet.
Oh, well, yeah. I think if it is something that may not have been exactly in the same package as what you might have been doing at the time, but it seems like the norm now, right?
Yeah, it's evolved.
Yeah.
You know, there are survey monkeys and all kinds of things like that. So I think that was something that was a great deal of fun for me. And from a business perspective, just having those opportunities, I think for corporate ladders, the future is bright. There is international business, and we've done some. We've done some business in South Africa already, and some in Europe, a lot in the UK.
Wow.
So we are getting good recognition worldwide. And that's great for us because that opens avenues as we globalize. And a little company in New Jersey can do business in South Africa. That says a great deal.
That does say a lot, really.
So that's what we're looking forward to. And, you know, perhaps there'll be some new forks in the road, and we'll have a look at those, and maybe there are different things. And who knows, 10 years from now, we may be doing something completely different than what we do today. But we're always rooted in the fact of being able to help clients succeed and grow. Mm-hmm. And our focus is always on how do we help a client? What do we do? What's mm-hmm. the best way to help this client? And if we do that and we focus on the client, keep them foremost, our business will grow.
Right, absolutely. And it just sounds like it really has grown so much and has so much to offer to any company out there, especially the law firms and the accounting firms. But I will say I'd like your kind of philosophy or viewpoint as to when you talk about that you've had a lot of opportunities and so on, you kind of had a look in your eye, like even if it wasn't the opportunity that you thought was going to work out so perfectly, at the end of the day, it worked out, didn't it? It's like, and here you are today with your son and your business and doing so well.
Yes, it's very interesting, Jeannie. One of the things that I tell people is that, you know, as you begin your career early on, you start with an empty basket.
Mm-hmm.
And I call that your basket of experience. And you'll be picking up things in your basket of experiences that are really great and you really like them. But occasionally there's going to be something that comes up and there's going to be a basket that you're going to need for things that you don't like very much.
Oh.
You're going to need to put some things in those baskets
too. That's interesting,
too.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. then throughout your life, throughout your career, you'll be visiting that basket from time to time saying, you know, I need this experience, and I think I've got that there. And you'll find something in that basket of experience to know, hey, I know how to handle this situation, or I know what to do because
mm-hmm.
I've been through this before.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also say, wow, this is something that I don't like very much. You take a quick look in that basket of things you don't like just to validate, yeah, that's not something I like very much. And then it also helps you to stay away. So you pick up those experiences, and you'd be surprised at how often you go back to those baskets and have a look.
I think that's the most perfect way to close this show today. Corporate Ladders, learning how to grow. I'm learning and growing right here, having Bill Taylor, the president and founder, on the show today. Thank you so much for being here, Bill. I just have really enjoyed learning so much about your business. Again, you can look them up, just Corporate Ladders with an S.com. And if you're looking to expand your business, get a little guidance, and prosper, then you'll know where to go to Bill Taylor here.
Thank you very much, Gina.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It very much.
It's great to have you on the show.
Have a great day.
Thank you. And we'll be continuing on with the Northwest Cap Company from 4 to 5 on Talented People. So stay with us. We'll be right back after the news and weather.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with Melanie Burkett.
The Federal Reserve is leaving its key interest rate unchanged. Policymakers wrapped up a two-day meeting in Washington, D.C. by leaving the door open for another rate hike later in the year. The Fed last raised its benchmark rate from near zero to a range of 0.25% to 0.5% in December. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says North Korea is holding a University of Virginia student.
The North Korean court convicted Otto Warmbier of hostile acts against the DPRK. Mr. Warmbier was reportedly sentenced to 15 years of hard labor.
Earnest is calling on North Korea to release the American student.
The allegations for which this individual was arrested and imprisoned would not give rise to arrest or imprisonment in the United States or in just about any other country in the world.
Earnest suggested the sentence is a sham. Warmbier said at a press conference last month that he committed the crime of taking down a political slogan poster from an international hotel. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. They're award-winning clients.